I just want to make a note, working off of the beginning of Parshas Emor. Emor al Kohanim bnei Aaron, ve'amarto aleihem l'nefesh lo yitama be'emor. Say to the Kohanim bnei Aaron, and you shall say to them, and that the Easter is about for a Kohen to become Tamei. Chazal say, Rashi quotes, what is this repetition of emor v'amarta? Say and you shall say. And the phrase, Chazal, hazir gedolim al ktanim. It's not just about that the people who have reached majority age and are bound by mitzvot are not allowed to become tamei, but they must also let children, let the young people who are not yet in the age of majority, they must tell them about what the issue of Tuma is, and certainly they are not allowed to assist them in becoming Tamei, even though a katan, a child, is not involved, is not obligated in any mitzvahs per se. It is the job of the elders to educate both in terms of knowledge and in terms of practice, the younger. On my mind is the fact that I'm going to London on Wednesday to participate in what is called a weekend of inspiration. Now, a weekend of inspiration sponsored by Mizrahi UK is probably, I assume, not that they want me to inspire people to root for Arsenal or for whatever team it is. Arsenal, that's a team that they kick the ball around, right? So I presume it has to do with Aliyah, Eretz Yisrael. So I feel a little conflicted about it, because first of all, I don't know what I have to do with inspiration. And secondly, I actually am not a big fan of inspiration. By that I mean to say, I know that inspiration is enjoyable, but on the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos that you all know, that Hillel says, Imein ani li nili, if I am not for myself, who is for me? The Rabbeinu Yonah explains that what it means to say is, if I don't inspire myself, who can inspire me? Right? Inspiration doesn't come from the outside. And the Rabbeinu Yonah explains, he says, because inspiring speakers, right, it's transitory, it passes like a passing cloud, right? And then it's gone. And if a person doesn't work on inspiring himself, which is actually the first mitzvah or the first halacha in Shulchan Aruch, Yidgaber Ka'ari, a person has to strengthen himself like a lion. La'amod la'avodas boro, to get up to daven on time. Sheyehehu, and here comes the word that a person should understand, Shehu ma'orir ha'shachar. He stirs up. He inspires the morning to dawn. That having been said, you know, there is something about learning from a sefer. In other words, a speech might not do it. But learning from a sefer is something that you engage with. You have to think about it. You have to feel about it. Like the Ramban writes, at any time you learn, when you get up from your learning, think about how you can apply it to your life. And so, in an odd twist of fate, there was a young man your age, and even younger, who came on Aliyah. He came from Staten Island, New York. In the late 1970s, he came on Aliyah. He was a high school student, and a few years in high school, and then he went to Merkaz Harav, to learn in Merkaz Harav. And they noticed that while he was learning there, he was busy studying on his own and writing things down. It wasn't clear to anybody, at least from what I understand the story, exactly what he was doing. Okay, this young man, Svi Glath, was murdered at the age of 21 in an attack, a terrorist attack in Hebron. After his death, they went through his papers and they found that he was busy assembling a sefer. And the sefer was about the mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael. That the mitzvah of Eretz Yisrael. And being young and idealistic, his idea was that he was going to go back to America, and he was going to, through this sefer that he was writing, he was going to convince people that they should come on Aliyah. Because it's obvious, it's a mitzvah. You have to come, you have to live in Eretz Yisrael. The naivete sometimes of the young people who are telling the older people about what the right thing to do is. And so the family got together and others got together and they printed this sefer, May Ofar Kumin. I mention this all not just because it's something I've been thinking about in terms of going to England and talking about Aliyah, but also because the pasuk says Emor al haKohanim v'amarta, and there's a flip. But to think about this, about what we dream about, what we want to accomplish in life, what you dream about, what you want to accomplish in life. Svi Glath was killed on Erev Shabbos, coming back from davening at the Marat HaMachpelah in Parshat Emor. May Ofar Kumi, Yihi Zichro Baruch. Have a good day.